Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Is loose. Up top, Haskin and left side shot. Score! Pavelski! A one-timer! Joe Pavelski keeps the Dallas season alive and sends this series back to Vegas.
That series is now 3-1. Pavelski's been incredible in these playoffs. Even at, 38 years old? Joe DiBiase here on the Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio getting a head start on the Memorial Day weekend. And we go to the Western Hotline for a few minutes to talk with Paul Hamilton. And Paul, did you stay up for that game? You're a late night guy. You were up for that game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, after the Amherst game and after I wrote my article, while I was writing it, I had it not next to me. I had the sound down so I could concentrate on what I was doing. But,
yeah,
so as I was writing the article, the overtime goal went in. I've heard Craig Revay talk about how amazing Joe Pavelski is many times. He was teammates with him in San Jose, and he talks about how amazing he – that was like 5 years ago. They was talking about how amazing he was at that age. And here he is 5 years later, still extremely productive. And but that's kind of – I always knew a Joe Pavelski, but to hear, you know, inside on how he takes care of himself and – what kind of person and player he was kind of neat from Craig.
Yeah, 38 years old and still performing. In an alternate universe where the Sabres don't have like a million forwards, there might be an alternate universe where some other version of me is going, oh, the Sabres should sign Joe Pavelski. That'd be great, right? Scores goals, leader, knows what it takes to win. He's definitely someone that I would want to be rooting for right now, but I'm still not taking seriously the idea that they'll come back here.
And you're right. I mean, forward is not something that I'm all hugely concerned with right now when you're talking about taking the next step with the Buffalo Sabres.
That's right. So how about the Amerks last night? And speaking of next step with the Sabres, and fans are, of course, most interested in Matthew Savoy's debut and, of course, Yuri Kulik and Isaac Rosan. But starting with Savoy, when I saw him out there, I mean, he looks fast and you can see some flashes, but it was tough to get, you know, too much of a read on him just from not playing a ton last night and it being his first game.
You could see the speed, definitely. I had a great chance right off the bat and missed the net, you know, from in front. And he's, I'm sure, nervous. I mean, how could you not be? And he was, you know, the way I saw it, he was finding his way just like any other 19-year-old would be in their first professional game. You know, trying to not make the big mistake. And, yeah, there was a mistake or two in there that I saw that stuck out, but you know, of course. I mean, hockey is a game of mistakes. I mean, and, you know, he was just looking at, you know, he had to get used to the speed of the game. He had to get used to playing with smarter players, you know, especially the Hershey Bears, who are a veteran group. I mean, they know how to play the hockey game. And they got to their game, tried to shut down the Amherst speed and not let them do too much in that game. So, you know, it wasn't awful by any means. I would expect tomorrow for it to be better. Just now he knows. Now he can sit down with the coaching staff and go over film and understand the speed of the game and what the Hershey Bears are trying to do and what the Rochester Americans are trying to do. all those things are totally different than what he was used to in junior hockey.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. What about with Kulik last night and Roseanne, too? Is there playoffs continue here? That's the first game, I think, Kulik didn't have a point. But even still, you know, we talked about it earlier on the morning show, just the amount of chances he had. Like, you can still notice him even when he's not scoring.
Yeah, he had his seven-game point streak broken, which is all seven games he had played as a rookie. So, but, yeah, and there was one play that Rusick made. Rusick won a couple of battles and had his back to the front of the net. He was on the left wing wall and just put a blind backhand pass all the way across to the far post where Kulik was, right on the tape, threw a bunch of Hershey Bears, and it was just a perfect pass. And it was a great save by Hunter Shepard, who stole the show in game two, 24 saves. He absolutely was the difference in that game. I mean, Rochester did have chances to score in the game. The shots weren't a lot. They were 24-21 in favor of the Amerks. But they did have some very good opportunities. I remember Warren cut in with speed, and Shepard made a great save. But Kulik had more than that opportunity to score, and Shepard was there at every turn. And Shepard had such a bad game in game one, and it's really been his only bad game of the playoffs. He came back with a vengeance and really stole a game for his hockey. Well, I wouldn't say stole a game, because the Bears were good.
Yeah.
I mean, but he definitely stole the show for the Bears.
Game three tomorrow in Rochester. And I've been to playoff games. When was the last? I mean, I maybe have not been to a playoff game there, Paul, since Ullmark was the goalie. But just even remembering that, like when that building is full and they're good, you know, it's a nice drive. A quick hour and a half drive up to see some hockey with an atmosphere is always always a good time.
And you didn't have a lot of time to fill up the building either. In the playoffs, sometimes you don't know the dates.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, so, okay, here it is. Come on out, guys. And it's been sold out for a couple of days now, maybe 3 days. So the fans are ready. And it's been such an experience to be in that building during this playoff run. Here they are. They come home against Syracuse. They're down 2-0. They play 2 elimination games, and they just wipe Syracuse out. I mean, It wasn't even, you know, they beat them 4-0 and 8-5, and then they win the series, and then they come home up 2-0 against Toronto, only need one win, get it, against the first place team. And again, the fans were just crazy in that game too. So you get the split on the road, so that's a good thing for Rochester, and now you come home for 2 games, and I'll guarantee you the fans will be ready.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. His story on Kyle Okposo is up on our website at WGR550.com. Okposo speaking yesterday. And Paul, I'm getting almost like Kyle Williams vibes with Okposo. As like he was part of the previous regime, but leader and like super respected in the room, and he almost kind of leads the transition from the players to, you know, that next regime with Granato and Adams. And I feel like, you know, as he goes into this next contract, he makes it to a second contract. Like, who would have believed that was going to happen midway through the first one? I don't know. Just him signing back up here, isn't that kind of a sign of like how things have turned around? That a veteran like that, that's nearing the end, he's like, oh yeah, I not only want to be here, but like I believe this team's going to get good.
And the thing is, too, what people have to realize, even, you know, I know they give him a hard time that, oh, he's a little bit slower, they don't think he's good anymore, whatever people like to say about Kyle Okposo. I think a lot of people like to ignore the leadership type argument. And you've already lost Craig Anderson. You may lose Gergensens, and he's basically your veteran leader. And he's a good one. I mean, of all the guys, I mean, I've seen some darn good leaders come through Buffalo, but he's right on top of my list as far as one of the best leaders and best human beings you've seen come through here. And all the players wanted him back. And I'm not just saying that. The people say, well, of course they're going to say that. Well, I've been told they've been saying it behind the scenes too. And he knew that. He knew that they wanted him back. And, you know, so what he provides for you in the locker room, and he still put up 11 goals without being on the power play last year, and he said himself twice during the call yesterday that he needs to be better. He was disappointed in his offensive output, and it's one of the main things he's going to be looking at in his training this summer to improve his game also, because he thought he could be better.
All right, Paul, what's on tap next for you? World Championships, although that's not
tomorrow. The semifinals. Anybody that want to check those out, they'll be on there in the morning. I believe the first game starts at 7. I don't remember if it's U.S. or Canada first. And then the next one's right afterwards. So you'd be able to see all the Sabres that are in there. There's 5 of them left. Levi doesn't play. You'll see him sitting on the bench backing up the goaltender. But the rest of them, you'll get a chance to see. And the gold medal and bronze medal games will be on Sunday.
All right, Paul. Thanks, and enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. And we'll talk, I'm sure, on Tuesday.
You too. Take care.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Yeah, Levi not playing for Canada. That's been very disappointing. That was the thing I wanted to see in the Worlds. And he only got the one game. I believe it's only the one game. Very, very disappointing. I don't want to take anything out of it. You know, there's a thought in my head that I'm not even sure I want to say because I don't believe it. I guess I'll say it. I'll say it and then tell you up front I don't believe this. But my thought was, is Canada playing Montreal's backup ahead of Devin Levi say that the Sabres really should, you know, be cautious to just anoint him as not even the 1A, but just the 1, and pair him with Luukkonen? But again, I don't really know if I fully believe that, because I don't know what happens there. Those tournaments are politics, and, you know, if Montembeau has been going through camps for them for years, and Levi's the new kid on the block, it's a type of tournament where it feels like, okay, this guy's worked really hard for us, we're going to give him this tournament. And they won't maybe always necessarily play the best guy, which is why I don't want to go too far on that. 803-0550 is the phone number. Yeah, a lot of hockey. How many Sabres are playing right now? How many guys there will be on the opening night lineup for the Sabres are playing right now? Savoy. Well, if I count the Rochester guys. Two of the Rochester guys, maybe it's going to be Savoy and Kulik. I'll do two of the three because Rusek is in there too. So that's two. And Levi for Canada, Paterka, Tuck, Krebs, Quinn. I mean, we're talking like 7 guys, give or take, you know, a couple. We will update you on my Twitter poll, and I would love to take phone calls on this when we come back. Wait time, 0 minutes. You call in right now, we get you right after the break. The minimum bar for James Cook to clear this season is blank. And I gave you 4 options. You can write in a 5th if you want, because you could really make this anything you want. But what's the minimum bar for James Cook to clear for the Bills? Is it A, be a good third down back, which is what we thought when they drafted him, interestingly. B, be as good as Devin Singletary was. C, be a definitive upgrade over Singletary. Or C, oh wow, I screwed up the letters here, didn't I? Or D, I should say. Be great enough to kill the first round wide running back conversation. Kill it. Be so great that nobody will ever talk about the Bills drafting whoever the first round running back is next year. Because why would they do that? James Cook's incredible. Let you know how that poll stands. Take some phone calls. My brother Lou DiBiase. Little football, but I want to talk some NBA with him. Coming up at 11. All ahead. Joe DiBiase on the Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio off this week. Happy Memorial Day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.